But I suppose after Holiday Club, I better share it. So I'm going to share it with you.
Oh, thank you.
But it is rather big.
It's a decent size,
so
yeah.
Do you think we should go and get somebody else each to share it with?
Well, we could do, couldn't we?
We could do. Okay, I'm going to get Joseph. Do you want to come and share my prize with my present with me?
George, do you want to come and share my prize? No. Okay. Ellie, come and share my prize.
So that's... But that still looks big, doesn't it, for four of us to share? So I think we should each go and get somebody else to share it with. So let's go and get somebody else. You go and find somebody
else. Okay, we're
going to
find somebody else.
Shall I share you? Would you like to share my prize?
Chloe.
My present. Excellent. I've got somebody.
Come and share. Come on. No. No, I'm not doing very well.
Oh, that's
nice. I'm not doing very well here. George. Come on, come and share.
Six, seven, eight. There's eight of us now. It's still a bit big. Okay, I tell you what, we ought to go and get somebody else, each of us. So let's go find somebody else.
Oh, somebody else. Somebody else, okay.
Oh, she's getting mummy. Okay. I'm going
to
get somebody. I'm going
to
get Jill.
You'd like to share, wouldn't you? Come on.
Oh, no. I'm going to get... Come on, you don't have to do anything, I promise you. Just have to stand there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay. I think that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13, 14. Okay. 15, 16. I thought there was two more to come. Okay, I'll tell you what, that is still pretty big. I think we should go and get one more person each, don't
you? One more. Okay.
Let's
one
make
more.
This really big. Derek, would you
come on, Chris.
Like to share my
come
present?
Come on, you could come and share.
So you've got to go and find somebody. Go and find one more person. If you don't know
come
them,
on,
just
you're
say,
gonna find
come.
Someone.
Oh,
and they'll come.
You've got
okay?
Come
Are you
on,
down
Stephanie.
There, Jav? Hello, Jav. George and George. Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 28, 29, 30, 31.
And Jan's a late entrant, I think.
Me and 30. Yeah, I counted her. So I'm 32.
Do you want a knife? Is it a cake?
So, I think I'm going to open, because I don't want to get too many more up, because otherwise we've got a, you know, we've got a problem here.
We're not going to get a very big slice, are we? I'm a bit worried.
Let's see. Ooh, it's pretty big. We've got to share. We've got to learn to share. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh, I've got red stuff.
Whoa.
Okay, I tell you what, they've all got to turn that way and they've got to walk towards you, Jav, because there's nowhere. And they can all have one of what I wish, because we're sharing. Today.
Okay.
About sharing.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank
you. Can they sit down then, Lynn? Can they sit down now?
Yes, yeah, sorry, they can sit down. Yes. We need to...
Thank you.
It might take the rest of the service to get through.
Okay, darling.
Thank you.
Here we are, George.
So each morning we've had a different theme. And the first morning we were talking about going wider and wider. And Jesus calling his disciples. The second day we were going deeper. What was day two, Leah? Can you remember the story?
Just have to wait. Yeah, come back to me in a minute.
Excellent. It was a storm. And what happened
Move
with
along.
The storm? What did the...
Jesus slept through it all. But then, like, his friends... that.
The friends went, woo!
They woke him up.
Yeah, and what did they shout?
They shouted for Jesus to wake up.
Yeah.
And then Jesus woke up and he just told the storm to shush and stop. and it stopped.
And it stopped. The storm stopped. Of course it stopped, because Jesus said stop. Thursday, we looked about Jesus being greater and greater and dying on the cross. And then Friday, we talked about forever and ever, having a friendship with Jesus.
Yeah.
So on Friday, there was approximately 57 children and 25 adults that were in here hearing about Jesus lasting forever and ever. And so this morning, we're looking about more and more. Have we got any more?
Two. You and me. But it could give them away. We could.
We could. On the other hand.
On the other hand.
We'll see who's the best behaved, maybe. So today we'll be thinking a little bit about more and more. What happened after the Easter story? What happened beyond them? Now, each morning we also had facts of the day, and we've learnt some very interesting facts. Mm. We've learnt some rubbish facts. So we've got two facts for today. And so those who are here at Holiday Club, you've also got to get those brains ticking to remember for later on what some of the facts were. So what are today's facts?
Okay, we've got two. We've got, firstly, the man who translated the Bible into English was called John Wycliffe. John Wycliffe. And this occurred in 1380. So that's John Wycliffe in 1380. And the second fact is the creator of YouTube. Who watches YouTube?
Hey, hang on, boats of time.
And the creator of YouTube is Steve Chen. And Steve Chen created YouTube in 2005. So have you got those in your brains? Because you'll be quizzed later.
So each morning as well, we've had team challenge, and this morning is no exception. So, I don't know how this is going to go. So,
badly.
Martha, can you pick another green person to come with you? Martha was head of greens.
And she's not competitive at all.
No. And Teresa was head of reds. Teresa, can you bring somebody? And Helen was head of blues. Helen, can you bring a blue? Oop. Already competition. Glad you're here, Abby, because we need your brains for later on. See, Abby was very good at remembering things. Okay, so you have 1 minute, give or take a second, to create a tower using straws, spaghetti, and marshmallows. So on your marks, get set, go!
Let's give them a cheer.
Oh, different techniques being used here. Greens, greens, red, blues,
greens.
Oh, I like the tick. Hey, we got a posh timer today.
Oh, time's running out.
Can we run the clock round again? I think we'll give them another minute because some of them need another minute. I was hoping there'd be some marshmallows left, but I've seen where their fingers are.
I like marshmallows.
I like marshmallows. Reds are definitely going tactical. Oh, hey, hang on a minute. There's a surprise green here. Okay, you've got 30 seconds left. Oh. Make sure there's no sabotage goes on in a minute. Whoa. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Okay. Oh. Lose. That is good. Reds. Not quite high. Oh, like the theory. Like it a lot. You got to let go of it. I think in first place I'm going to give it to the greens.
Yes.
In second place I'm going to give it to the blues. Yay! And in third place we'll give it to the reds. So they've got to choose their points. They can choose. Abby, you can choose first which balloon you want. Oh, sorry, Jack. Yeah, if you don't like balloons popping, now is the time to put your hand. Oops, down there. Oh, Martha's eye. It might be a bit sad otherwise.
And the greens get...
Hang on. We've got to wait for the last bit. They get 6.
Six.
Yeah, that is a 6. You ain't getting 9.
I can't do it backwards.
Abby, can you pass me the pin? Right, Natasha, you can choose. Oops, she's gone that one. Okay, there you go. Second balloon popping now.
Oh. Bang!
No, she's been doing it very gentle.
It's Natasha that sat with me not liking balloons.
Go!
Oh!
Here you are, sweetheart. That's your turn, let's check.
Ooh, the blues have got 9 points.
Oh!
Okay then, Jack.
Taking the lead.
How many points have the red team got?
Five.
5 points for the reds. How are we doing?
So, for the first time this week, the Boffin Blues are in the lead.
We're in the lead. Woo! Well done. These are Cham Mellows. Cham, thank you. So following on from our theme of being bigger and bigger, and God's great love is bigger and bigger, we're going to stand and we're going to sing a song that the children all know because we've sung it lots this week. Our God is a great big God. Yeah, we made things.
What things were made?
We made a...
It was something sparkly, wasn't there? Something sparkly.
A fish. Sparkly fish.
Sparkly fish.
And we saw a fish that was like a clown with a beard. That was good. Abby, what else have we done? Yeah, we got a cross and we had scratched. There was some really... Oh,
have we got
there's one there. Yeah, there's one there.
There's one there.
There's one there. Carol, can you take that? That's Danny's. Leah? The treasure boxes and money boxes or put treasure in. That's right. And then yesterday, we made...
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't. I was in bed yesterday. On Friday, we made some Easter gardens. There's a few forgot to be taken home. And they made pizzas.
Pizzas. Lots and lots of pizzas.
38 pizzas were made, and some bracelets and some coasters.
And Martha was able to do her Mother's Day card because she was too tight to buy one.
Yeah. Actually, there was lots of mums colouring in a Mother's Day card. We also, each morning, had a quiz. So we need a blue volunteer and a red volunteer and a green volunteer. So, George, are you the blue?
Well done, George.
You'll need mummy's help, so let's get mum to come and help you.
Is Stephanie coming for the greens?
Yeah, Stephanie's coming with
mum. Come on, Stephanie.
The greens. Joseph, you're red.
No, he's orange.
He thinks he's so funny. Right, you need that, and you'll need that. Oh, you need a pen. Let's find you a pen in a minute. We'll go and find an adult who's got a pen. Yeah. Say, can I nick your pen? No, say, can
We're
I borrow your
equipped.
Pen? Oh, I didn't bring one today.
Helen's got one. There's two there.
Two there. We'll get one more. So the questions are going to come up on the screen. I think they're coming up four at a time. If you don't know the answer, you might, because you're really clever, you can go to an adult and get their help. But you can't go to the same adult each time. You've got to go to a different, or you might want to go to a helper. So, let's see what the questions are. What's the first question, Jav?
The first question is about Lego. And who did we say created the Lego? I have to say this because...
Don't confuse them. Who created Lego? If you don't know, go and find somebody. Ask Jack, he might know. I know the green team will know. They were very smart. And in what year was the Lego created? Hang on. She's telling. Don't tell the rest of them, Abby. You need points. A lot of them.
Have we got the first two answers?
Go for it.
Two more. Firstly, who created frozen food?
Well, they can do it in their teams, I think.
Who created frozen food and in what year? So you've got who created Lego and when? Who created frozen food and when?
I just realised how my light.
Runs. Yes.
How annoying it is to people.
Is it cheating going on here? Cheating? Mummy?
No mobile phones out, tablets, or any other.
Are we going for the answers for those four?
No, let's carry on.
Okay. Okay, so quick recap. Who created Lego and when? Who created frozen food and when? Question number five. Who invented the television? And question six.
Remember?
When?
Go find an adult and say, who created the television? George might know.
Granddad will know.
Granddad. Oh, hang on, photo time, that way.
Where are we going?
I've seen some random ones this week. Number seven, who invented video games and when?
Oops.
Oh, who put you there?
So question five, who invented the television? And six, when? And then who invented video games and when?
And then the final four, which should be easy. The last four, number nine, who invented YouTube and when?
That was only this morning, wasn't it?
And who translated the Bible into English and when?
Questions. Who invented the YouTube and when? And who translated the English, the Bible into English and when? And you've got just a few seconds left. Have you got all your answers, George?
Brilliant.
You've done very, very well.
Stephanie, have you got your answers? Joseph is just finishing off. Do you want to come up here then? over there. Yes. Come on then. The person next to you is on a mobile phone. The cheating that's going on this morning. Oh yeah. Okay, let's have all three team members back. We cannot believe it, can we?
At okay Sika then.
Baptist Church.
Any okay, cheating. That's fine, Stephanie.
So if we go back to the first question, who created Lego? What have you got, George? You don't know. I'll tell you, you've got John Kirk Christiansen. What have you got?
Godfred Christiansen.
And what have you got? The same. It was Godfred Kirk Christiansen. That is according to Scripture Union. My husband wants to point out that according to Wikipedia
it's a different Ole answer. Kirk Christiansen.
And when was that? When was it created?
What years
1955?
Have we got? 1855. What have you got, Joseph? 1932.
George got the right answer.
So, George! Yay! So, we'll give two to the Blues, and one each to the red and greens at the minute.
Are we going to remember that at the end?
No. Right, move on. Carry on.
Okay, so the next two questions were, who created frozen food and when? What's your answer, George? Clarence Birdseye in 1924. What's your answer? Clarence in 1851. What did you get for that one? Mr. Birdseye, Clarence Birdseye, that's right. They all get 1 point for Birdseye.
Yes.
But nobody got the correct
Nobody got
year.
The year.
It was 1924. George had 23. Oh, sorry. That was 24. Sorry, Joseph Red's got 24. Oh, I do apologise. George got it right as well. Who invented video games and when? Oh, actually, TV. Who invented the TV? John Logie Baer. What did you get? John Logie. Mr. Bear. I like that. I don't know if it's his name.
Was that Paddington or...?
And when? What year? 1924. No. 1924. Green's got a point. 19... No, that was the next one.
So two for the Greens, one for the others.
Yeah. Who invented video games and when? Let's have a look. Video games. Jacob Bayer in 1967. It was Ralph Bayer. But it was in 1967. You didn't get that one. I think you did, you? Yeah, Mr. Bayer in 1967. They got the year.
So what do it? None for the Greens.
No.
What was the others?
One each.
One each. Okay.
Video games. Who invented YouTube and when? And we'll get that one. Steve Chen in 2005. Steve Chen in 2005. Yep, they all got that, both of those.
Brilliant.
2 points.
Well done.
And who translated the Bible into English? It was, yeah, John Wycliffe in 1380. John Wycliffe in 1380. John Wycliffe in 1380. That's good. Well done. That's how many points now?
Is that the final?
Yeah.
Okay. So the final of the points, the third winner are the Greens with 53. The second winner are the Reactive Reds with 63. And the first winners are the Boffin Blues, who truly are Boffins, with 66.
The youngest, let's just point that out. The youngest team won. Jav's decision is final. Got a problem? Take it up with him. Not me. Another song that we've been singing this week talks about God's love, and it says, "The Lord loves me. He really, really loves me. Loves me." Let's stand and sing that. We should get an unbump. We're going to ask God to be particularly with a number of our friends here who are unwell or going through difficult circumstances. Father God, we thank you that you hear our prayers. Whether we speak them out loud or shout them out or talk quietly in our heads, that you hear our prayer. This morning we pray for our friends who are unwell and not able to be with us. For John and Glennis, for Val, for Jackie, for Olive, and probably others, Lord Jesus, that we know. Pray for Katrina this week, going to give birth to those baby girls. And just pray for safe delivery.
Yeah.
Pray for Mackie and all that's going on for her and the family at the moment. Hmm. Remember Dave and Ellie going off to Spain tomorrow. And ask that you'll be with them as they go for a few weeks. Be all that they need you to be for them. Lord, we thank you for the number of children that we've seen this week.
Yeah.
Those who came every day and those who only came once or twice. We pray, Lord, that there'll be ways that we can link up with them throughout the year and not waiting for Holiday Club 2017. For each family that they represent. So we bring all our prayers to you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
So each morning we've had a story that Cribs have been coming to tell. And on day one, it was the calling of disciples and particularly the calling of Matthew. And day two, as Leah was telling us earlier, it was the storm on the lake and the disciples just telling Jesus, "Wake up!" And stopped the storm. Then we looked at the resurrection and Jesus dying on the cross and all that that meant. And then on Friday, Jesus rising from the dead. So this morning, we're looking at more and more. And before I do that, Rachel and David are going to read some of the Bible to us. So the first question she says is that the greens? No, it's the reds.
It's from Matthew 28, verse 16 to 17. Meanwhile, the 11 disciples were on their way to Galilee, headed for the mountain Jesus had set for their reunion. The moment they saw him, they worshipped him. Some, though, held back, not sure about worship, about risking themselves totally. Jesus, undeterred, went right ahead and gave his charge.
God authorized and commanded me to commission you. Go out and train everyone you meet, far and near, in this way of life, marking them by baptism in the threefold name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Then instruct them in the practice of all I have commanded you. I'll be with you as you do this, day after day after day, right up to the end of the age.
Thank you. I'm told my flashing light may be a bit weird. So you've got some good news and it's worth sharing. So how are you going to share that good news? How are you going to tell people about some really, really good news? Facebook. How else? Text.
Email.
What? Was that face to face?
Yes.
Face to face, letter.
FaceTime, Jack says.
FaceTime. Snapchat, WhatsApp,
tweet.
Skype, tweet, telephone, anything else?
The Bible.
The Bible. Well, we have the Bible. We always like the Bible.
Postcard.
Playground. Yeah, I like that.
Pigeon.
Pigeon. There was one. Bulletin.
Church bulletin.
Bulletin. Postcard. Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, got that. Videos. I think we've got letters.
Newspaper.
A newspaper. Pigeon, yeah, I've got a pigeon. Telephone. Yes, yeah. Websites. T-shirts. Presents, yeah. We'll do about presents, but yeah. Okay, that'll do for now. Don't think we've got any. Oh, one more I had. Get on a bike.
Car stickers.
Car stickers. Oh.
Radio.
Radio. Face to face, round a table, over dinner. Wow, we've got actually got quite a few. Some of you I know will be going, what? So Jesus' followers, the disciples, were told to go to the whole world. And we learnt, didn't we, at Mega Makers, that on Good Friday, Jesus was nailed to the cross for all the wrong things that we did yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And then we learnt that on Easter Sunday, Jesus rose from the dead, a miracle resurrection story. But 2,000 years ago, there were slightly different ways of communicating. So I don't think they had balloons, Facebook, text, emails. I think probably 2,000 years ago, we were face to face. They did write letters. Don't think they had FaceTime, Snapchat, WhatsApp, Skype, tweet, the telephone. They had some of the Bible. Car stickers, don't think so. Website storybooks, postcard radio, playground. Well, they sort of had a playground. Pigeon. They might have pigeon. Bulletin, videos, newspaper. No, they might have got on a boat, as we know some of the disciples did, to go and tell their story. But good old face-to-face was the main way that they told different people different things. And they would travel miles. Who's come from 2 minutes' journey to get here? Jaff, where have you come from?
I'm just thinking, if it's 2 minutes, you walk very slow.
I do. This morning it was definitely 2 minutes. Who might have spent 5 minutes getting here? A few more. About 10 minutes. We're getting a bit further afield. 15. Oh, definitely got further. 20. Yeah, still got some people. 20. 25. Yeah. Where have you come from, Lee? Oh, you walked. Okay. That was like, oh. Barb's not here, you know, didn't like to ask too many questions. Anybody over 30? Anyone over 30 minutes? I don't think so. I think so. Oh, yeah. How long did it take you to get here? 35 minutes it took Tammy to get here. And was that on horseback or bike or... So in that reading that we heard, there was four things that we were instructed to do. We were told we must go and do them. And so the first one was go and make followers of people. Go and tell people about Jesus. Go and make disciples. Now, on Thursday, I think it was, or even Wednesday, David said to the children, go and ask your team leader, what is a disciple? Now, who can remember some of the answers? Abby? A friend of Jesus? Yep. What else did we have? Remember, Jack?
A follower of Jesus.
A follower of Jesus. Brilliant. Remember, was there? It's probably the two big ones, wasn't it? So, a follower of Jesus. The second one was to baptize them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. So, baptism, if you don't know what it is, we open up, in here we open up a pool. Not quite a swimming pool, but probably where those people are sitting over there. They'd be down in the ground. And we put water in it, and then people get baptized. They go down and up. It's a sign that someone has become part of the crowd of following Jesus. Thirdly, to teach them to obey everything that I have taught you. So Jesus teaches us, and then our instructions are we need to go out and teach other people. We need to share that good news. To have a heart that loves people. To know that we don't need to be afraid. We talked at Holiday Club about things that made us frightened. What makes one person frightened? There's lots of us who didn't like spiders, but Teresa loves spiders. So if you want a spider remover, contact Teresa. And the instructions go on forever and ever. We get lots and lots of instructions given to us. And that doesn't mean you have to be 60 or 70 or 80 or 20 to follow those instructions. Whether you're 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, and all the rest of it, 16, 17, 18, we need to follow those instructions. We need to be a follower of Jesus. We need to get baptized. We need to teach everything that Jesus has taught us. Because Jesus says, I will be with you forever and ever. Now, on our time machine that we had this week, I put some words up earlier that says, I will be with you forever and ever. Oh, hang on a minute, it's grown while I've been here. It says, and ever 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 and ever. Ooh, there's a lot and evers. Wow. But it just goes on, and I'm sure if I had a bigger bit of paper, it would have gone on even more. So whether we're at school, who goes to school? Yeah. Who goes to college? Yeah. Who goes to work? Yeah. Who goes to home? Oh, I think we'll go home. But Jesus says, wherever we go, whether we're in those places, whether we're at school with a friend, or whether we go on a sleepover and we get a bit scared, or whether we're going to fly, or whether we're going to go on a rough boat, on a rough sea, Jesus has said he will be with us forever and ever. So it's quite easy being a follower of Jesus. It's easy peasy. Because Jesus says, be a follower, be baptized, obey what Jesus said and did. And then he says, well, if you do those three things, go and make a follower, go and tell somebody about Jesus, baptize those who believe, and teach them. And then those people go and make followers, baptize those who believe and teach them. And so it goes on forever and ever. And if we're ever afraid, Jesus says, I will be with you always. I will be with you always. I will be with you always. Even until the end of this age. And this morning, we're part of millions and millions of Christians who are with Jesus forever. But we also know the person next door to us might not know about Jesus, or the person we sit next to in class might not know about Jesus, or the person down the road might not know about Jesus. And Jesus says, go and tell them. Go and tell them about me. So this morning, we have a chance, if we aren't a follower of Jesus, to say to him, that's what we want to do. We want to be a follower of Jesus. In Bible times, if we wanted to be baptized, we'd probably just have some water out there and we'd go and get, you know, put somebody through the waters. But we have to make a few plans. So maybe Jesus is saying, now is the time for you to get baptized. And thirdly, Jesus might be saying to you, now's the time when you need to get off the fence and go and tell somebody about me. Let's just have a moment of quiet. Don't worry if the kids run around or do anything. But just think of what you want to say. What is your response this morning to Jesus? What is Jesus saying to you? Jesus calls each one of us to be his friend. He is with us when we are afraid. Easter reminds us, whatever we are feeling, that although Good Friday can be sad, Easter Sunday is following and is a happy occasion. And Lord Jesus, we pray that as we pack up Holiday Club for another year, that you will remind us that you are with us. You will remind us of being a follower of you. You will remind us about the need to be baptized. You will remind us about the friends that we need to go and tell our story to, or the friends or the family that we need to pray for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And if you want to talk about any of those issues this morning, a couple of people from the prayer ministry team will be down that end where the G-Force banner is. Or speak to one of the team from Holiday Club. We're going to finish before there's refreshments in the hall afterwards. But we're going to finish our time now by singing Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, I've Been Set Free.